Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. This week I want to talk to you about, I suppose, gossip in a way, but not really gossip, about sort of moaning and complaining and feeling powerless and feeling cross and angry about things that you are not happy that are happening, which is a bit sort of vague. Well, not vague, but doesn't really cut to the point of what I'm trying to talk about. So what I want to talk about this week is about how we seem to sort of get very upset about things that happen around us. And quite often our response to these things that upset us is to get upset and angry and to voice that with other people and to share our opinions and to almost increase the upset about it by sharing it with other people and indulging in the anger and the hurt and the whatever else about the thing that we're upset about. But what I'd like to say to you is, instead of sitting there and complaining about things, it might be more prudent to try and do something about whatever it is that's upsetting you. Now, the reason that I'm wanting to talk about this today is because in the UK at the moment, we're just coming up to Christmas in a few days' time, coronavirus levels have spiked again, and people are all uncertain as to what's going on and what's happening, and it can be very upsetting. I'm working in a pub at the moment as a supervisor in charge of training. And one of the things that we were discussing is how it's really frustrating that the government isn't making a decision and they're not taking the pubs into consideration. Now, we could all sit there and complain and moan about it, but we could also do something about it. We can call our MP, we can speak to people that have some influence. There are actions that can be taken. And when we take those actions, there's a release, there's a feeling of empowerment because we're taking charge and we're doing something about it. Something similar happened to me quite a number of years ago now, more than maybe 10 years ago. My kids were at a school and there were things happening at the school that I wasn't happy about. And there were a lot of parents that weren't happy about what was going on at the time. And we got together and we complained about it. And I remember saying to somebody in the sort of when I was picking my kids up that I must actually stop complaining about this and I need to actually do something. And shortly after that, someone came to me and asked me, would I mind if they put my name forward to be on the Board of Governors? And I thought, my goodness, you should be careful what you sort of wish for. Be careful what you say you're going to do. And I laughed at myself in that moment because I hadn't planned to go and stand for governor of the school. But because this person had asked me and because of what I'd recently said, I thought, well, you know, you have to eat your words and do take action, do something about it. If you're not happy with the way things are, do something. So I said, yeah, go ahead. If you have that much faith in me, which was actually really deeply touching, then by all means, put my name forward. And as it happened, I ended up being voted on and I ended up being chairman of the board. It was quite a turbulent time, but I'm very, very glad that I did something. So today's little episode is really about that. When you catch yourself moaning and complaining and feeling helpless and frustrated, sit back and ask yourself, what can I do? Because there is always something you can do. It might be small, it might be to bring it to somebody else's attention. It could be to have a conversation with somebody. It could be to step up and actually be the person that takes action, like I did with the school that my kids went to. There is always something that you can do. And in these times when it seems like there's so much change and uncertainty, those are the times when you most need to see what you actually physically can do to change your circumstances, to change other people's circumstances, to take back some of your power. Ultimately, action creates change. Complaining and moaning about something creates no change at all other than deep uncertainty and deep frustration and anger and hurt and all those things within yourself. If you want to see change in your environment and in the world around you, the only thing that can actually make that happen is to take action of some form or other. Just as a sort of a note really at the end of this, and that's just to be very careful how you take that action. So if your action comes from anger, you will simply create more anger, more mistrust, more hurt. So be very careful that when you take action, it's done in a positive, creative, hoping to, with a good intention, and that you put the emotions that maybe fueled your drive to take action to one side and look at what it is you're trying to create and make sure that the action you take is going to create that which you're trying to create. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you want to know how to connect with me through coaching, or if you want to look at any of my online courses, all those links will be in the show notes below. For those of you that are going to be celebrating Christmas, I wish you the most wonderful festive season. I hope that you connect with those that you love and that you create memories that you will treasure for the rest of your lives. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.